A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, February the 22nd, 2018. Welcome to our women's segment, the Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mplanga Nyahuye.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
And today on the Women's Roundtable, we're discussing the issue of political violence within political parties and what this means for women pursuing leadership positions. What are your views on the issue?
And to join our discussion, you can call us directly on 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you right back.
And a live talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. But ladies, as you know out there, Thursday is your day. Pano pachina chemadzimai musakanganwe.
Linga kosha olesine elobo mama. Yikola paisiva kona lohlelo. Asihluzeni bo mama. We are also on the internet. We can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com. Lobanjalo ku www.voashona.com. Lobanjalo ku www.voandebele.com.
And don't forget that we are now live streaming on all our Facebook platforms. So please go to VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7 so you can join in the conversation right now as we are now live streaming. Thank you. If you're just joining us today on the Women's Roundtable, we are discussing the issue of violence within political parties and what this means for women pursuing leadership positions. What are your views on the issue?
And Ma, violence against women seeking public office seems to have escalated in recent months, where in the beginning of this month, the leader of the National People's Party, Dr. Joyce Mujuru, was attacked in Glenview while conducting a campaign exercise. This Tuesday, again, one of the highest-ranking officials of the opposition, MDCT, Ms. Thokozani Kupe, also complained of harassment by youths from their party at the burial of the late president of the MDCT, Mr. Morgan Tsvangirai.
And PJ, we're actually lucky we have Dr. Joyce Mujuru on the line. So let's go straight to her and then we'll come back. Dr. Mujuru, welcome to the program.
Thank you. How are you?
We are fine. We're so excited to have you on the program.
Thank you.
Yes, tell us a little bit about your experience. We understand you were also, you know, a victim of political violence in Harare earlier on at the beginning of this month. Tell us a little bit about that. What happened?
You know, these people, after using IPA and POSA, where as opposition parties are not given any chance to publicize or to air our views on the local TV. They think we are not doing anything. We have resorted to doing night vigils where we are meeting people quietly and talking about their issues that are affecting them. So the day of the 1st of February was the day when we were given authority by the police to do our tour and then end up holding our rally in the, I think it's Teachers near Glenview, somewhere there, I don't know, but I only heard that we're going to end up holding a rally at Teachers. So when we started meeting people at opposite Zimbabwe grounds near or else opposite Gwanzura, in between Gwanzura and Zimbabwe grounds, it was a shocker for ZANU-PF to see how many people came to join our tour, which was very peaceful. And we were talking about how these people are suffering in the market stores where they don't have any rooftops and they don't have any foundations or any flooring because it's so muddy. And in some places, raw sewage is passing through where people are doing their job.
Mm-hmm.
So to them, I think it was a shocker that a person of my level would go down there and identify herself with the people. And to me, that's a good thing because I'm a mother.
Mm-hmm.
And I would want to see how people are living. When I was in government, we were only allowed to move to places where they will have cleared, where they will have put order, mm-hmm. and so on. But now, it's easy for me now to go wherever I want, talk to the people,
mm-hmm.
especially the vendors, because surely these are people who used to fend for their families.
Mm-hmm.
Factories are closed, so the only income that they can get is through vending. So I am going to see them and talk to them and tell them that if you don't vote, then you'll die as vendors,
mm-hmm.
which is not good. Yes. So that one was a shocker for them to see how welcoming, how excited people were when we were taking ourselves the selfies, when others were taking our pictures, and we were talking about how ZANU-PF
mm-hmm.
is abusing them at the Glenview Area 8 factory shops. Because they are saying, you know what, we are the people who used to do carpentry for furniture that used to be, you know bought at Bradlow's or mm-hmm. these other big furniture shops in Harare. Now that there is no job, we are the very same people who have gone back now to Glenview Area 8.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget, I also started the Glenview factory for embroidery when I was there. Minister for Community Development.
Let me come in there, Dr. Mujurenje. Say, so what happened to you when we come back to the issue of violence? Because we, as we said earlier on,
in the political arena,
mm-hmm, what happened to you after you had gone out there to campaign?
You know what? They then selected. Prior to that,
mm-hmm.
we then discovered that there were communications because we saw the social media publicizing our visit to those areas and how they were planning to meet and then attack us when we go there.
Mm-hmm.
The social media platforms were then copied to us just to see how ZANU-PF was mobilizing its people to attack us.
Mm-hmm.
So when we then went there, their aspiring candidates, I'm told, are related to some of the two soldiers who were apprehended that day out of the five people who were first apprehended.
Mm-hmm.
So they were then following us. They were then mobilizing combis to ferry people to wherever we were going to meet people. You know, we went to Gazaland, we went to Kuchitubo, we went to so many places which I can't remember by name,
mm-hmm.
and identifying ourselves with people, discussing with them their problems and how they feel, you know, these elections have to be conducted so that they are out of this problem.
Mm-hmm.
So later on, they kept on increasing numbers of combis, and my guys were actually seeing them distributing dahan, banje.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them identified the two guys and called them and said, but why are you doing these things? Said, but Mkoma, what else can we do? We have been paid. We have been bought this mbanje, the
mm-hmm.
daha,
mm-hmm.
so that we will actually hit her because the target to us is Maimjuru. And you can imagine the guys and the girls who were actually giving security to me, they are the ones who were actually beaten most. My name only came out because of the cheek and the knee, which I got injured. And I'm going to see the doctor tomorrow for the knee so that they drain the water that is, causing problems.
Mm-hmm.
So you can imagine this is what has been happening. And it's in ZANU-PF blood to really cause havoc and beat out people. Is that politics? to us as NPP, we value people's life.
Mm-hmm.
And we also would want people to be united. And these are the people we are fighting for. They are fighting us doesn't mean they have good lives in their homes. They mm-hmm. are the ones who are suffering, but they don't understand. If you give them a stub of mbanje or a $5 note, they think to them it's done, and they go straight away to buy chingoto and drink without even, you know, thinking of their families.
Mm. Maybe on that note, let's just put you on hold a little bit, and we'll just finish off our script and then come back to you, if you can please hold on.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. PJ, we're hearing from Dr. Joyce Mujuru. I know she, you know, she says she's not feeling very well today, but we'll keep her for a little longer. But we have a video of Dr. Tokozani Kupe of what happened to her at the burial of the late Morgan Tsvangirai, MDC leader in Buhera. So hopefully we'll get to that. But following the violence that occurred at the burial of the late president of the MDC, Morgan Tsvangirai Tuesday, the U.S. Embassy in Zimbabwe issued the following statement. It said the United States government strongly condemns the violence that occurred today, which was Tuesday, at the funeral of Morgan Tsvangirai. During his life, Mr. Tsvangirai stood in opposition of such violence, and there exists no place for this type of action today in Zimbabwe, as the country looks to set itself on a new course. We encourage all Zimbabweans to move forward together towards elections that are free, fair, transparent, and most of all, non-violent. So that there is a statement that came from the United States Embassy in Harare.
Mm-hmm. And other organizations, including the Zimbabwe Peace Project, the Zimbabwe Women in Politics Alliance, and others also condemned the act. Even the embassy of the United Kingdom, other embassies also issued some statements towards condemning the violence targeted the it's more like gender-based violence against women in politics.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje uhlelo asihluzeni bomama kulabo abasanda kusixhuma singumsakazo we Studio 7 lapho ke esihluza khona indaba eziphathelane labo mama izandhlupe izangkhathaze esihlangana lazo empilweni lamhlanje kuhlelo sithe siphathe udaba lolu olodlakela olusoluqondiswe kwabesifazana labo asebequnge isibindi sokungena kwezombusazwe ukuba zinkokheli. Sihlala sikhuthazana ukuthi abesifazane kumele labo bangene ezikhundleni lezi zobukhokheli. Kodwa-ke uzafumana ukuthi kule nkinga ezithile abahlangana lazo, ikakhulu nxa bengabesifazane ebezama ukungena labo space yona le evame ukuba ngeyabesilisa. Siboneke Dr. Joyce Mujuru laye oke wadibana lalolu dlakela lapho ekhankasa esemzini weGlenview eHarare. Limzwile lapho khuluma ngesingizi esilandisela ngokuthi wadibana lalolu dlakela emzini weGlenview njani. Lapho-ke abasekeli bezanu-PF lapho ababenikwa khona okudakayo izidakamizwa ukuthi bamhlukumeze, bamphosele ngamatshe, bamchaya esihlathini kanye lonyawo. So kusasa uzahamba kodokotela ukuthi ayebonwa ukuthi unyawo lakhe lolu lwavuvuka lapho ichayiwe ukuthi bakhiphe angathi ngamanzi asekhona edolweni lona lelo okumzwisa ubuhlungu kakhulu. Sabona ke kuyona le EV lapho kungcwatshwa umkhokheli obe ngumkhokheli webandla eliphikisa elikhulu ele MDCT umnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai lapho esebekwa esengcwatshwa ubhubhe ngeviki ephelileyo kodwa ke wangcwatshwa kuyona le EV. Kwathi ke umsekeli omunye wabasekeli bakhe uDr. Thokozani Kupe laye ubesemfeni yona leyo kodwa ke abelinye ixuku phakathi kwebandla lakhe lona lelo LMDCT abangamthakazeleliyo basebemu sezamake umtshisela endlini abamhlasela sibili kanzima silaloke i-video yakhe sizalidlalela khona lapha kuhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje njalo silethemba lokuthi yenake ngokwakhe sizamthola ecingweni ngeke ngazama ukuthi ngimthinte ngocingo kwathana na usemhlanganweni kodwa ngaphuma emhlanganweni ingxenye sizaba laye kuhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje
PJ nasi muchirongwa chedu tine tarikutarisa isu mirizhonga yezvematongerwo enyika inosangana nevanhu kadzi pamwe nekuzvidzwa kwavanoita kutanga kwemwedzi uno takaona mutungamiri webato reNational People's Party amai Joyce Mujuru vachishungurudzwa muHarare nechipiri chino tikaona zvemuzvare Dr. Tokozani Kupe vachitiwo vakashungurudzwa apo vaMorgan Tsvangirai vaitungamira bato reMDCT vairadzikwa kubuhera Taita rombora kana katina Dr. Mujuru parizvino sakaregai tiende kwavari tibvatanzwa Dr. Mujuru mungatsana nguruwo kuvateereri kuti zvii chaizvo zviri kumboitika kuti madzimai muwanikwe muchishungurudzwa nyanya imimi muri kuita zvematongerwo enyika
ndinoona kuti varumeka vanga vasingazive kuti madzimai tinozvigona zvenyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika munoona zvakaitwa nezano PF zvokuita maacts avo iya inonzi aipa iya inonzi posa yakanga iri nzira yekuti vagone kudziviridza vezvematongerwo enyika anopikisana nehurumende saka isisu pavakatidziviridza hatina kumbonyarara takaenda pasi tikatanga kubatana nevanhu nokuti takazviona semadzimai kuti chinhu chinokosha chete kuenda kuvanhu vanhu voti vachitiudza kushungurudzwa kwavari kuitwa nehurumende tichionawo magariro avari kuita saka ivo patinozenge tapiwa mvumo nemapurisa kuti chienda henyu munoona vanhu kana kuti ichifamba imakadai ivo vakaona vanhu kubuda kwavanoita zvaakuvatyisa zvaakuvavhundutsa saka ivo vanenge vachifungidzira kuti tiri madzimai vekungobara vana nekungobika nekungofadza varume manje handizvo izvozvo zvinotofanira kutenge zvichitsigirwa nokuti madzimai tinoda kupinda muurongwa hweupfumi hwevana vedu tashungurudzwawo nesu kuti vana takadzidzisa tikapererwa neupfumi vana vaane madhigirii vakuda kuroora vakuda kuroorwa tinavo mudzimba vanongoda kuti vana mai tichengetei tichengetei izvozvo hazviwanzorwadza vana baba izvozvo nokuti nhamo yemumba inoonekwa namai saka ivo vari kutofara kuti madzimai maakuchechuka muri kuona kuti zvii zvinofanirwa kuitwa munyika ino mudzimai akabata sendi anotoziva kuti sendi iri ndasiya kumba kusina sauti mudzimai akabata chaabata anotoziva kuti ndikasachengetedza school fees iriko kuswera mangwana saka vana baba vakabata izvozvo chavanotanga kuziva kuenda kubhawa kana kuti kuzvifadza nevasikana kana kuti kuda kungoita mbiri yekuti inini ndine upfumi ndinodini asi vana mai tinenge tichida kutarisira kuti zvese zviri kunetsa hurumende zviri kunetsa mhuri yezimbabwe zvagadziriswa nemutoo upi ehe tinoda nyange vana vedu vechikomana ivo vakadzidza ehe tinoda nyange vana baba ivavo vakadzidza kuti uyai tishande tese tisarovana nemagokora zvekuurayana zvekuzvondana zvekurovana hatina nguva iyoyo yekuita zvinhu zvakaipa kudaro vanhu vedu vachitambudzika matambudzikiro avari kuita
saka mungati zvii zviri kunyanyoitika kuti imi madzimai takaona imi muchishungurudzwa muHarare uyezve iro vhiki rino takaona Dr. Kupe vachishungurudzwa kubohera sei madzimai muri imi muri kunyanyowanikwa muchishungurudzwa pari zvino zvingamiswe sei
inzwai karega inditange nekwangu inini ndakashungurudzwa 2014-2013 handiti vandishungurudza kudaro vazoona kuti mai Mujuru havana mhosva vakazonoshungurudza vamugabe ndiyani handiti zvainzi navamugabe iwe Mujuru uri kuda kundiuraya iwe Mujuru uri kuda kunditorera chigaro changu ngatimbozvibvunzai kuti sei isisu mazimbabwenzi tanyarara kuubvunza mubvunzo iwoyo kuti ko makanga muchiti Mujuru ndiye adai Mujuru ndiye ari kuda kudai Mujuru auya nen'anga iye zvino akatora chigaro chamugabe akatora musangano wamugabe ndiani ini ndiri kutoongorora kuti haiwa mugabe anga ari raiti uyu paakataura kuti iwe iwe mnanga gwanda kudzinga enda unoita wako musangano iyake izanu local stage ya mnanga gwai tiri kuda kutona zanu G40 tozoona zanu ya Mugabe nokuti vasade kuda kunyeperana vachiti hanzi zanu ndiyo zanu isiri kutonyatso zvauti izanu local stage nokuti kana vavari kushungurudza muzanu imomo vari kushungurudza vacho vanga vari ku G40 vari kushungurudza vamwe vacho vanga vari kusapota Mugabe saka iyi zanu local stage yatiri kuona iyi ndobva ipapo ndouya kuMDC MDC handisi kuona chinonetsa constitution yavo yaka iri pachena kupe ngapiwe chinzvimbo chake amungafananidze kupe nevakaapoindwa ngavamupe chinzvimbo chake voronga voenda kucongress yavo kotsvagwa wacho anodiwa nevanhu kana asiri kupe kotozvionaka kuti haasi kupe wavari kuda vari kuda munhu anodiwa nevanhu izvozvo chanetsa chii iyo Zimbabwe yambogarwa neiko nyaya yemakuyoyi yambogarwa nei vanhu chokwadi chokwadi tinoda zvinhu isu tinoda kutevedza nyaya yeconstitution ndozvamuri kuona zvakadzingirwa mai mujuru nokuti vakanga vaona kuti mai mujuru ndiye ari pachidanho chekuti kana nyangwe dai Mugabe akanga atinda akusiya basa ndiye aizotora achifambisa basa ndozvakaita kuti vanhu vanondinyepera kuti mai mujuru ari kuda kukuurayai mai mujuru ari kuda kukuitai zvakati izvozvi dai panga pasina kuti ndimwari kodai ndaandakafa chokwadi chisati chabuda pachena
timbokubatai muromo ipapo rambai makabata parunhare ndimbotaurirawo vateereri vendevele kuti maamuri kuti kudii
aiwa vataurirei those are my relatives
zvakanakai svelapo silalele kudr Joyce Mujuru yena ke ongumukhokeli welinye lamabandla aphikisayo lapha ke ubekhuluma ukuthi ngohlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje lapho esikhangela khona sihlaziya ukuthi kungani kathi abesifazane vele bekhanya beyibo abahlukuluzwayo bona labo ababequnge isibindi sokuthi baye phambili bathi lathi silawo amandla silakho ukukhalipha kokuthi lathi sikhokhele amabandla ezombusazwe esikhangeleke ukubana yena ke uke wahlukuluzwa wachaywa ngabebandla elibusayo ikanti ke engakachasisi kumbe engakaphi umbono wakhe ngodaba lokuhlukuluzwa kukamakhuphe ngayona le iviki uqale watsho wathi yena vele mina ngaqali yena ngokwakhe waqala ukuhlukuluzwa ngomnyaka ka-2013-2014 lapho axotshwa khona ebandleni lezanu PF lapho ke aye ngumsekeli womkhokheli wezanu PF lo owayengumongameli osowakhitshwa esikhundleni umnumzana Robert Mugabe uthi yena vele kwaqalisela kudala khona lapho okwamanje vele sebekukhangele njelo sebekujayele vele ukuthi abantu besilisa vele akabafuni khona ukukhokhelwa ngumuntu owesifazane wachasisa ke njalo ngokuthi ibandla ele MDC MDCT lapho ke okuqhamuke udlakela luqondiswe kumsekeli womkhokheli osanda kubhubha obekwe ngayona le iviki uMakhuphe uDr Thokozani Khuphe lakho kulihlazo njalo kusolile kakhulu esithi yena iconstitution mbengithi sisekelo sombuso webandla le MDCT sithi sona uMakhuphe nguye okumele athathe isikhundla sokuphethe ukukhokhela ibandla lelo ngoba wakhethwa kuCongress abayenzayo eka 2014 yikho ke kumele babuyele njalo kuCongress kumele ibizwe ngesiphangiphangi ukwenzela ukuthi bakhethe umkhokheli ozangena kukhethu yikho kumele ngakumelelwe khona lokho kulokuthi babe bebangisana isikhundla kwi-MDCT sengibeke lo mlaleli ohloniphekayo owebandla laye le-MDCT layeke ohlukuluzwe ngesikhathi lapho kubekwa umkhokheli we-MDCT umoyi umnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai siyakwamukela kuhlelo lwethu mama
yebo
Yeah,
kunjani balaleni?
Hayi siyaphila. Ibizo lakho uthe
Mina ibizo lami ngulwazi Sibanda.
Lwazi Sibanda.
Ngimele iMathebeleni North Province.
Yeah.
Kodwa ngivela eTsholoto.
Yeah.
Endabuka khona.
Yeah. Sike saxoxa lawe ukuqaliseni kweviki khona lapho ube ngumunye wabahlukuluzwe eBuyera. Ungasichazisela ukuthi kuhambe njani khona lapho?
Ukuza ikuncithwa.
Ngingakwazi
ukuthi kambe uthi ihambe yebo kumongameli kwase kumele ngisacrifice impilo yami ukuthi ngiyise khona leBuyera.
Yeah.
Kuthe sensizwa ukubana ngabe ngabe lawo makhuphi.
Yeah.
So ngasenzithi mala ngeke badinge mboni kathi bahlezi ngabasefu yini lapha bangabe bekhona ngoba vele into yodlakela ivele yaqalisa khona endlini yakhe umongameli uthangira mthayi yayifisa uthayi hayilensi.
Hayilensi, yeah.
Lapha amayouth ayethengelwa khona utshwala benikwa okudakayo ukuthi behlabele bepraise uChamisa. Nxa kwakubuya umakhuphe kumele kubuya umzuri bebabe babhuwa. Kodwa sahamba vele sifunga ukuthi hayi ke la sihamba but hayi noze kube lo lutho. Kata sibuzange elangeni. Ngithe manje sizwa ukuthi andi umakhuphe engasamboni. Ngizwa ukuthi amakhuphe uvalelwe lapha mathi hayi bala mangwa amakhuphe mina ngihlela phana ngiqonda estadini enehamba semoteni. Bathi akuthi uvalelwe kwenyizo. Ngase ngicasa ukudinga sengizwa ukuthi umakhuphe uvalelwe ngakho. Sengitshela abanye amayo ukuthi kathi phela abakithe eMathebeleni North. Ngizwa ukuthi umakhuphe uvalelwe ngakho. Afambe nini? Mana ngidinga abanye sebebaningi. Siyezama ukuthi sincede umakhuphe simkhiphe lapha khona. Abethi ho nanga omnye umtengesi lo ukhuluma ngomakhuba xa singidibidela ngamabhunga amambodlela abanye bakhona mina ngazithulela nje ngasebona isituation yakhona injalo njalo ukuthi ngicasa ukuthi ngiphelela handle abana nafu ngiyesiza umakhuba ngani kwakunzima ngaye emoteli ngamakhuba ngafika ngachisa khoma sami kudriver kamakhuba sengimtshela isituation esikhona kuground nanga omunye omnye umama la uyangizwa nyalandisa ebesi ya namhla sifuna ukukumama ukuthi sengijayele lamandebele lengabathengisi. Ngathi singamphendula omnye wasengikhuza. Manje siyaqhawulana umuntu othe ngikhuza esiyaza naye wayengu-honorable owemasini. Lwani umama lwani wabe ngithi va esibhakele nahawu. Kathi lapha sekuliwa ngenxa yokuthi mina wayengithinti ukuthi abantu behambe sengincedisa umama umakhuphi. Yikho engakufelakho ukuthi waye mina sifuna ukuthi abantu ukuthi sengincedisa umama umakhuphi.
Ah kwaba yini wachaya wasibili awuzange limale kakhulu
wachaya wasibili lakathe si ifresh yami lama skaze emehlweni isigogo sami sadathulo ngasuka lapho ngabe abayothi hayi channel lakho lokhu ngahamba ngadinga manje ukuthi ngahamba lapho ngayendlela nalelo bakokunomaka khona umakhuphi ngasuka ngamthethe mangwa lami sengichaya wenza ukuthi ngifike abantu bebeze njani bese kulamulela lapho endaweni endlela endaweni yokhona umakhuphi wathi hayi akulandaba uNkulunkulu ukhona yiko kwaza kugcina sengubuye omunye udokotela ngoba uDr Bano Lithiwe ngiyagcina isizuma umakhuphe ngoba amayitsala lokho ehlabela ingoma zaphandle bepraise uChamisa besithi bafuna ukuthi bechief indlu akumama umakhuphe akhona ngoba umama umakhuphe eli distant angazi ukuthi udistant lobuqalisele nje umama umakhuphe wavela wasungula iMDC lekudala isiqalisele namuhla ngoba uMorgan Tsvangirai session umama umakhuphe usehlukumezwa ngabantu abadliwayo kuCongress abantu baba rejecta bathi asikufuni umama makhuphe wakhethwa ama province wonke angu 12 kodwa namuhla sizothi umakhuphe uli distant angazi ukuthi into ebanjwa njalo nale thina sifila esithethisiwe nxa into le ingazange yalungiswa kakahle kahle yabanjwa kahle kahle asambeni siwena nti election ikhona few months ago few months azizayo
Wena ngombono wakho ukuhlaselwa kwabesifazane sibike saba loci ecingweni lapha lo nkosikazi Joyce Mujuru la ebandleni lakhe ubuhlaselwe ebandleni lakhe lezan PF baze bamxotsha wasefoma elinye ibandla uqaliseni kwayena linyanga wahlaselwa njalo ngabantu bona labo abezan PF kanjalo wena ukubona njani ukuhlaselwa kwabesifazana abaqonga isibindi sokuthi babe ngabakhokheli bemisana alabesilisa
uyabona njani into end vele abantu abangobaba bale tendency end yokufuna ukuhlala bencindezela abantu abangomama bengazi ukuthi abantu abangomama yibo abakwanisa kubana bangakwanisa ukuthi bebambe umkhonomi welizwe. Ngikhuluma nje kathesi omama yibo abambe ilizwe leZimbabwe nge-economy. Ungakhumbula ngo-2008 ngesikhathi kungatholakali lutho ezitolo, kodwa omama babehamba isaba ngama-border jumpers besiyadinga ukudla kwamanye amazwe aseduzane bekuletha khona lapha eZimbabwe. Akula muntu weZimbabwe wakwazi wathi ufile ngenxa yendlala, ngenxa tomama abanezibindi bama bamelana lakho. Njalo obaba bayakwazi ukuthi umama njengoba noma engumama uMduru noma engumama uThokozani Khuphi engathi ebambe izwe leZimbabwe uzaphumelela ngoba mama balesihlelo labantwana labantu bonke. Njalo umama wathola abantu 9 months, omama bakwaziyo inhlupho zonke ezabantwana abangabankazana noma abafana. So amadoda bayakwazi and bakwazi mhlophe. NjengoThokozani Khuphi ufundile ukudlula wonke amadoda lala amlwisayo e-MDCT. Ngikhuluma kathi uThokozani Khuphi ungudokotela yena lo mlwisayo omdikela ama-tax lakofa ngumthi advocate angazi mbulala i-degree lakhona. So vele kuyinto embi lawo khona ngale kuzani PF babekubona ukuthi uMaye Mduru umuntu ole degree, umuntu ofundileyo. Njeke bayakwazi mhlobo ukuthi omama lezinsuku omama phela abaningi they constitute more than 52% omama. So ngalokho ke nje behlukumeza abantu abangomama sikukhangele konke khona lokho.
Lapho sawusiyavota
omama bonke abakhona abalaleleyo kathi kulesi sikhathi kumele beke bethiye ithembezo yokusapota abantu abangobaba, kumele besapote abantu abangomama, bephekamise abantu abangomama.
Yeah. Ubamba khonapho ecingweni ngumasibanda kumbe ngunkosikazi Sibanda?
Unkosikazi Sibanda.
Unkosikazi Sibanda, yeah. Ngizacela ubambe khonapho ecingweni lokho esixoka lawe lapha lalapha ya. Ngike nginike ithuba kumavelas. Mavelas, there we have Mrs. Lwazi Sibanda. She's an MP for which constituents, by the way?
Matabeleland North Province.
Matabeleland North Province. She was just narrating her ordeal, which she encountered on the burial of the late Morgan Tsvangirai in Buhera. She was part of the team that was attacked together with Ms. Kube.
Yes, I did actually see some pictures online. I don't know, Honorable Mbunota or Ashwanairi. Yeah, munogona kungo explain mbijana kuti murikuona zviri kuitika izvi zvichireva iko madzimai semi munyaya idzodzi dzepolitics.
Apa vati zvaitika vatipa kuti tinyaso simba chaizvo ndokuti simbisa zvavatiita izvi. Kana vakachifunga kuti zvavatiita vakuchati tite wiki havasati vatanga mani. Zvakashata zvikuru nokuti havangarwisi munhukadzi just because vakuona kuti mukadzi ane opportunity yokuti atonge nyika inoii. Saka ivo vakuzviti hei hapana zvise ningiri munyika munomu hausati maita hasati zvava redi kuti mukadzi ngatonge. Kana vachiziva kuti hasati zvaita redi kuti mukadzi ngatonge. Saka vari kurwisirei vanhukadzi vari kuona kuti vanhu asi ava vane opportunity kuti vatonge nyika.
Aiwa, tinotenda bataizvenyu makadaro, Honorable. We have Dr. Chipo Dendere. I'm just going to ask you, Dr. Dendere, to come in and just weigh in. We are discussing here. We've seen that, you know, there's been an escalation of political violence against women who are seeking political office in Zimbabwe. Only this Tuesday we saw Honorable Thokozani Khuphi being attacked in Buhera. And at the beginning of the month, Dr. Mujuru was also attacked in Harare. But I'm just going to ask you to weigh in and then you can leave our program. It will be fine because we want to have more callers coming in. What's your take, Dr. Dendere?
Hi, Marvelous.
Hi.
So I think that there is a very long history of political violence against women, both in ZANU-PF and in particular in the opposition. And from, you know, the founding of MDC until now, unfortunately, we've not openly talked about internal violence within the MDC, violence that targets women. So you've mentioned the attacks against Joyce Mujuru, which were deplorable, and now the attacks against Thokozani Khuphi. This is not the first time that Thokozani Khuphi has been attacked. I think we remember last year she was attacked when she first came out saying that she was opposed to the alliance. And we can even go back further and think about women like Ambassador Trudy Stevenson, that by the time she left MDC, there had been a lot of targeted violence on her person and other women within the party. We can talk about the other women, Priscilla Mutai Rambwe, and others who left the MDCP faction.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So Sekai Holland and Grace Kwinje.
Yeah, and there are scholars who've written to some extent, and I do want to emphasize that I think as academics, we failed in our study on political violence in Zimbabwe because for a long time we focused on violence perpetrated by the state and violence perpetrated by ZANU-PF. Mm-hmm. And we always looked at violence by MDC as reactionary, that they are being violent because someone else is attacking them, so naturally they are responding. But what we are actually seeing is a pattern of behavior where people within the political party cannot have conversations. Mm-hmm. So instead of having conversations, they take out the fists, right? So instead of saying this is how we disagree and this is how we're supposed to resolve these particular issues, it becomes a violent exchange. And part of it has to do with our political climate. So we saw those young people that attacked Chokozani Kube. Something was very clear to me. Those young, mostly young people were very drunk or high on some kind of drug. Mm-hmm. Now, this doesn't excuse the behavior of whichever politician sent them. But I do think that the fact that we've got a highly, we've got high unemployment in a country where the majority of people are young people, it means that we've got a marketplace for people that can be hired for violence. This is what we have. We have a marketplace of young people, mostly men, that can be hired for violence. That's number one. Number two, it just shows us that within MDC, they have failed to have proper conversations, right? And that whenever women speak up, they are demeaned and the result is violence on their persons. And if we want to think about, you know, if we really want to point out how disrespectful MDC has been to women. Here you have the only person who was elected at Congress. And the argument that Nelson Temisa has made that no VP is elected at Congress is simply wrong. It's a misreading of the Constitution. It's a misreading of reality. Now, I'm not saying that Chokozani Kube is the popular candidate. I'm not saying that. Neither am I saying that Nelson Temisa is the popular candidate. But I'm saying that there are procedures that should have been followed. And there is a way that women are consistently treated and put on the back burner of African politics. And yet, when it comes to mobilization, when it comes to singing and dancing, women are put on the forefront. But now when it comes to rewarding them with positions that they are highly qualified for, so we're not talking about giving women positions because of their gender. We're saying recognizing that women are highly qualified. Even at the memorial for Morgan Tsvangirai at in town, there were numerous people that spoke, and only one woman spoke. One.
Yes,
one woman.
I remember that.
One woman.
We saw Maureen Kademaunga. I think she's the only woman that was called in to speak
woman
on behalf
spoke.
Of all women.
Now, are you trying to tell us that there are not as many women who are qualified and educated to speak up? No, that's simply not true. And I've interviewed women who worked as secretaries within MDC. And they would say, you know what, our job was to take notes and to do all the other typical things that secretaries do. Now, when MDC gets into office in during the GNU, they quickly realize that most of the men, right, they didn't have the qualifications to hold government positions. So if you're going to hold a government position, you're supposed to have 5-0 levels. They simply did not have the men to fill those positions. So now they're backtracking and going to the women who were very highly educated and saying, hey, can you guys come and fill these positions? Mm-hmm. But it wasn't out of recognition of their qualification, right? It was out of, well, we're desperate, so now we bring in the women. And so what I think Nelson Temisa should have done, and I think this goes to respect, is to say, look, we have half of our population that is not represented right now. Let us pause. Let us have a conversation. And that they need to train young comrades in. And, you know, and I'm speaking a lot because to me this is very bothersome that in 2018 we're talking about gender gender-targeted violence on women from the party whose name includes the word democracy.
Dr. Dendere, regaiti mboti mungoti dene shona asitifata zoka kwa muri regaiti mbotora mterere wedari palaini utima fona charutinezi. Sisi Precious Kashiri makadi enyu. Aiwa, atiri wadi muruku unzuwa iri mudariro ii muruku ono sei shuruku itikeji mumapaso ima tunge rwenye kanyaya zikuti madzimai vaninga varu kudai ivo kutora shigara shupamu soro varu kufawa wani kwa wachishunguruzu
inini andiri rani navu because as a country inenge ine democracy we have to have what you call 50-50. It doesn't mean kuti murume, it doesn't mean kuti mukadzi. Tine vakadzi tinodzanyirirwa nenyaya yekunzi tinonzi tinofanongozvisa pasi pevarume. Asi pane bhisi yekuti inini as a mukadzi I can rule than murume ndichiziya kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei anditi. But nenyaya yekungoti chete nyaya iriko ndeyekungoti vanhu vanongoti varume everything varume. Isusu vakadzi tichingogara takangodzanyirwa tichingogara takaiswa pasi
asi karegai nimbokubatai muromo ipapo Sisi Precious Kashiri nekuti tinoona kuti madzimai vacho kana vachinge vapiwa mukana unoona madzimai achityira kure dzimwe dzenguva vasingauyiwo pamberi vachizviti aiwa tiripo pano takutokwinyawo tionerane zviri kutaura nevaruma sei zvichiita kudaro
chinoitika ndechekuti kutya kunoita vanhukadzi havanditi kunyekuti avapuhwe that courage, avapuhwe that wisdom, anditi. Nekuti endai inini semukadzi munoita izvi anditi. Togara tingonzi mukadzi hapana zvavari kutaura mai ava anditi muri kuona like ana Dr. Kupe. She's a well educated woman, anditi. It doesn't mean that she can't lead Zimbabwe. She can. We all have our ups and downs in life, anditi. But we have to give someone a chance. It doesn't mean a man or a woman, but especially kuvakadzi, dai muri kunzi mukabineti ngamuwaniko mune like 75% yevakadzi, 25% yevarume, tomboona kuti what will happen.
Aiwa mashoko makuku, tinokutenda Sisi Precious, muve nezuva rakanaka.
Okay,
my okay, bye-bye. PJ Precious Kashiri there is saying that, you know, she feels women sometimes we are, you know, we kind of are scared to take up that position of going forward and also saying I can do it because she's saying she doesn't see anything wrong with women taking up leadership positions. Mm-hmm. And she was just encouraging to say women are learned, they've got it, they can do it, but they just need, you know, that push a little bit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think tachichati tiri kudzokera kwaDr. Dendere mutaure neShona zvamaa muri kutaura muchiripo here?
Ndiripo.
Ehe, mungoti ga neShona.
Ndanga ndichiti ini maonero angu ndekuti kubvira kare taitarisa violence yaiitwa nehurumende yeZANU-PF. Asi takanga tisingatarise kuti mukati meMCC mune violence inanga irimo zvekare. Tikadzokera kumashure tichitarisa even panguva yana Ambassador Trudy. Vanhu vakaatakwa neviolence, vakadzi vazhinji vakazobuda muMCC vachienda kunojoina mamwe mapato opposition. Then tozotarisawo kuti vamaitokozani kupe akasike kutanga kuti vaaffectwe neviolence. Last year takaona pavakanga vasingabvumirane nezvealliance kuti vanhu vechirume vazhinji vakaende kuhofisi kwavo vachinovaataka kuti kosei mimi musiri kuda kusupporta alliance. Tazozviona zvekare iko zvino. Saka zvinorakidza ndezvekuti mukati meMDC vanhu vari kutadza ivo kuti kana vatadza kuwirirana vogara pasi vachitaura kuti sei tisiri kuwirirana vasingabuditse zvibakira. Pane nyaya yamatauro yekuti kwaivo vanhukadzi vanotadza nekutora zvinzvimbo. Ndinoda kuaddressa nyaya iyi ndichiti vanhukadzi ndivo vari kushanda mumapati vachimobilize mavoters vachi dzimweni dzenguva pamarali munoona vanhukadzi ndo vari kuimba, ndo vari kubata basa reorganization yemapolitical parties. Asi kana nguva yasvika yekuti vanhukadzi vachielevate kwakuzvinzvimbo zvavakakodzera, unoona pava nekukakama. Maitokozani kupe vatiri kutaura nezvavo, asi munhu akangomuka akati ndaakuzviita vice president munhu akasarudzwa ku Congress kana vanhu vasingazive izvo zvanogona kuverenga constitution ye MDC vanokwanisa kudzokera zvekare pakaitwa sarudzo yacho. Saka vanhu vechikadzi vari kusarudza, vari kuvhoterwa, asi maexecutive members kazhinji vanowanzenge vari varume, ndo vanenge vasingazovasapoti. Zvisinei, ndinotiwo basa riri kuvanhukadzi kuti kana taakuenda kunovhota, ngatisarudze vanhu vanopusha maissues edu pamberi, nekuti kana vanhu ivavo vasipo muparliament, vasipo muexecutive, zvinonetsa kuti maissues evanhukadzi atariswe. Uyezve zvinonetsawo kuchinja political culture kana vanhukadzi vasimo futi mumapolitical parties. Ndataurawo zvekare ndikati chimwe chatinoona kuti MDC ine dambudziko ndechekuti even parufu rwavachangirai ku Freedom Square takaona kuti paiva nevanhu vazhinji vakataura. Pavanhu vazhinji vavo vakataura paiva nemunhukadzi mumwe chete akakwanisawo kupa mashoko ake. Zvinoreva here izvo kuti muMDC makanga musina kana vanhukadzi vatatu vaigona kutaura vakamiririra vechikadzi? Saka iyi nhau yekuti vanhu vanoramba vachitaura kuti aiwa vanhukadzi hamusi kupinda nekuti hamusi kutraya kana kuti hamuna courage kana kuti hamuna chii, iwayo manyepo ndo, nekuti zvinorakidza kuti vanhu havasi kutarisa maefforts evanhukadzi varimo mumapolitical parties, vari kuitawo basa ravo zvakangofanana nevanhurume varimo.
Mumbobata makadaro, tiri kunzwa tine muteereri Sister Sally vari kubva paFacebook page yeShona. Makadiko Sister Sally?
Makadii Sisi Mazwi?
Aiwa, tiri wadi, tiri kutaura nemi, muri kupi?
Ndiri ku Cape Town.
Ehe, tipeiwo pfungwa dzenyu, mongoti ga nguva dzedu dzadyana.
Oraiti, handina hangu mashoko akawanda. Inini zvangu ndoda kutaura panyaya ya Dr. Cooper nditika. Nyaya ya Dr. Cooper inyaya ine intrigue, muri kunzwa. Dr. Cooper kana tichitarisa maitikira zvakaita, vakatanga kusawirirana naivo president weMDC nenyaya yaalliance, handiti kubva ipapo Dr. Cooper vane nguva vasingaite zvemusangano. After that Dr. Cooper vakazongobatika tanzwa kuti save vafa, ndo pakaonikwa Dr. Cooper. Saka inini mafungire angu ka aisinyeye kuti kana titi vanhu tikuda chamisa Stereki, inyeye kuti chamisa akaiswa for the sake yekuti pakanga pasina munhu aivepo, nekuti Dr. Cooper vana kuvhera vaapiya kubva pavakatadza kuirana nenyaya yealliance. Dai vakauya vakafesa president vacho vari vapenyu kuti inini zvandisiri kuirana nazvo ndeizvi, but she was boycotting all those meetings. Saka nyaya yavo yaizogadzirisika sei ivo vakanga vasingauyi? Ndo pane nyaya yangu inini. Zvekuenda kucongress, yes, congress kunofanira kuendwa nekuti ndo zviri mubumbire remutemo weMDC, handidi. Butika iye zvino nyaya iripo yakasadzwa nekuti vakanga vasipo. Saka zvaizeke here kuti munhu nekuti azouya after 8 months momuti ngaangoenda paleadership because akagara asarudzwa nebumbure remutemo?
Saka momurova here kuti awirei paruvhu?
Aiwa, I said no to violence. Ndiri kugara ndichingotaura mazuva ese kuti no to violence, no kurovana. Ngatitaurirani pane nyaya, basa ripfuurire mberi.
Saka sista, ipapapa munoona pachigadzirika sei tichiona zvakamira zvakadai, nekuti muri kunyatsotaura, muri kuziva
zvemukadzihangu inini handitika. Ndaifunga kuti Dr. Cooper avafane kungotaura ku because matauriro avari kuita ekuti inini ndini ndinofanira kunge ndirini ndiri pachigaro. Vakashandisa that word, muri kunzwa, zvakuita kunge ivo vari power hungry, muri kunzwa. Nyaya iripo ndeyekuti ngamasese the reality kuti ngatisanganei eleadership MDC tigarisane, ndokuvotaura saidi ravo raiita kuti vasauye kumusangano save varipo. Reason why vaiboycota, then vodhila neissue iyoyo, vona kuti vanoihandla sei. Nekuti inini ndichirangana pakagadzikwa chamisa, handiti haana kumboti maikupe andidi kukuonai, akatoti maikupe huyani tigadzirise zvunhu, basa ripfuurire mberi rakatangwa nasave.
Aiwa, ayo mazwi makukutu, tinokutendai chaizvo Sisi Sali, manyatsotaura parere moyo wenyu, uye zvemusanete kuramba muchizofona. Muve nezuva rakanaka.
Maita basa sisimazi.
PJ, yeah. That there was Sally. She is saying that her feelings are that Dr. Kupe should have been readily available when the late president was, you know, still, you know, sick. She says she was absent during that time. So she feels MDC need to sit down and discuss the leadership issue and move forward.
Nkosikazi Sibanda, honorable.
Yeah.
We are izwa indaba esekudwini bathi bona uMakhuphe ube ngekho isikhathi sonke lesi ube awel okwenyanga ezithoba nembili lapho umnumzana Tsvangirai esaphila ikho ke wagcina esekhetha ke ukuthi ancediswe ngumdzuri kanye loChamisa linali thiniki kwi-MDCT njoba nalisithi ngakulandele isisekelo sombuso kodwa ke yena ube ngekho yikho abakutshoyo labo abasekela uChamisa.
Iqiniso yokuthi abantu vele abafuni ukulikhuluma umuntu uzakhulumela isayidi yakhe ayithandayo. UMakhuphe akazanga akahlale 8 months ehenkwe ephathini. Ubaba uTsvangirai uthe vele egula esehamba eSouth Africa nxa lani lingakhumbula ukuwasala ebambile engu-acting president uMakhuphe uthe khona lapho kusale kufakwa umdzuri uma uMakhuphe vele bekhulumisana nobaba uTsvangirai. Yes, of course, kwaba lokungazwisani kokuthi uba uMakhuphe watheni alize hayi ngoba yena kulezi elezi zathu zakhe ayezitholo kodwa kwakusika ukuthi emhlanganweni wayevele engayenzi wayevele ehamba emhlanganweni eharvest house wayevele ehamba esiyakubulala nobaba uTsvangirai wayevele ekhulumisa nobaba uTsvangirai nawe ndageni ekusele embuze kunjani ukugula nje uma uMakhuphe lingakhohlwa ukuthi ngumuntu owadlula kucancer enale eyagula ubaba uTsvangirai. So uyakwazi ukuthi cancer ibuhlungu kungakanani. So kuyini okufunekayo ukuthi umuntu kumele athole isikhathi sokuthi areste athole isikhathi sokuthi adle alale aphumule ephumuze umzimba. So mama uMakhuphe umuntu lolo engafuni ukuhlala esiyabonakala endlini esiyaqamba amanga kumbe siyanyeya abanye endlini kaTsvangirai kodwa wayevuka ekuseni ubaba Tsvangirai uvuke njani te mama uthona njani even ngikhuluma nje umongameli angakathoni uma uMakhuphe 3 weeks back wahamba waye South Africa wabona umongameli. Ayisiloqinisa ukuthi mama uMakhuphe ube ngekho emhlanganweni. Uma uMakhuphe ube semhlanganweni, into bengayifuni kuphela alakho futhi kayifuni alliance. Kulezi zathu ezenza ukuthi njengokuthi ukuishwa ama ukudistribute ama seats, yinto mama uMakhuphe angayifuni. Hathi ukuthi kafuni alliance. Ukholishini mama uMakhuphe uyayifuna 100%. Into angazwayela ukuthi ukuthi amasithi lapho umuntu angekho khona umthetho uyaphiwa kuthiwa kathathi kuphele ngalabantu khonapho esebenzele ngabanye abantu yikho kuphuma amakhuphe angazwananga lapho kuphele. So mina engikuthoyo ukuthi kumele i-MDC abahlale phansi bekhangele isisekelo se-MDC ukuthi sithini. Akuhlale phansi ngoba i-constitution is very clear ukuthi nxa umongameli engasakwanisi kumbe engafa kumele kwenziweni. Kumele kulandele i-constitution kuphela. Mbona ngani yikho ku-right. Lokho kudlanga ukuthi kumele sitshaye thina singamaNdebele kusasa uzavotelwa mbani nalo muntu ositshayayo.
PJ, maybe before Mamba, we come back to you,
Nkosikazi.
We have a caller. Tina Sisi Clara. Sisi Clara, pindai mshirungu. Wachakuda kusika kumagumo. Asi pindai jenyu. Murikupi.
Magadi enyu.
Ai, watiri wadi taura jenyu. Stare nyune kwa muri.
Mbizu kuno kujobe ki. Mbizu nituwa Clara Chiera.
Taura jenyu Chiera.
Imini zvangu ndino tsigira kuti vanhukadzi vavewo nezvinzvimbo zvepamusoro musoro. Asi netamwe kaweakness kandinoona mumadzimai machiri muvanhukadzi
ndekei yaka
kaweakness katiinako ndekekuti ndakatarisa mai mujuru handiti mutungamiriri wedu akanga ari muhurumende yezanup f. I think inini ndiri nhengo inosapota MDC zvikurusa. We suffered a lot kumaruwa. Inguva iyo kugara kumusha ndichigara kumaruwa. We suffered a lot takaona zvinhu zvakawanda. And tichamisika kuti muhurumende mune vanhukadzi vakaita sana mai mujuru vana mai vedu. Vati vaitadza kunzwira vana. Vana vavo tizindikabuda mudumbo maura hwavo hwaiva kupi zvinhu zvese zvichisvika. Asi tave namaikupe mumusangano medu. Of course handikurudzire kuti zvakaitwa nemayuti kurufurwa vatsvangirai kuti zvakanaka. Aiwa kuzana kwakashata. Asi Ivo mai kupe chimiro chao chakaitira tidza last year vachiboycotta misangano ya president wavo wavaiti ndiye mukuru wavo zvakanaka izvozvo chimiro rudzi chavaira tidza ichozvo tukati boycotta misangano wa president wako uchiti ndiye president wangu saka waito pakasarese raunenge uri nemukuru wako kana pakanganisika pabasa handiti unogara pasi nemukuru wako you don't boycott.
Saka inini pamuri hapa muri kuti chirikunoti pane vamwe vanga vacharosisisali vanga vari kutaurawo mafungiro iwayo ndozva muri kuti ndozva nyanyozokubatai panyaya iyoyi.
Inini ipapo futi nichiti ndichiti kuna mai kupi vakatarisa chiro chiripo haisi nguva yekuti vangaswera vachinetsana kuti mukuru ndiani azodini ndiani azodini ndiani. Hapana mamansi hapa taa kupinda kuma election. Election it's like they are there tomorrow, you understand what I'm saying? Instead of running around campaigning, they are now starting to fight for nothing. Even ukaitwa vice president, even ukaitwa president, chikuru kubatana kutungamirira Zimbabwe kuti iende mberi.
Aiwa, pakanaka sisi, muve nezuva rakanaka. PJ, we're hearing.
Yana chidawo futi kuti ndibate mbijana.
Taurai muti gaga.
Pana Eliza apa pamudzimai wavatsvangirai. Takanga takatira kuti mai kupe vachabatawo ruoko rwake vachimusimbisa asi hatina kuzviona taifunga kuti vachatsigirawo umwe munhukadzi akanga ari panguva yakaoma asi hatina kuvaona vachiisa mumvuri pana Eliza kumutsigira zometa wati munhukadzi vaifanira kuve naye.
Aiwa mashoko makukutu
vanhukadzi. Takaona vanhurume varikuti vave ndivo vari kunzwira Eliza isisi takaona vamutukudzi vachimuimbira rwiyo asi ivo semunhukadzi vakati kundikana kuzviitirawo izvozvo sevaroora vechidiki setakatarisira kuti vatinzwire tisi panguva yakadaro.
Aiwa tinotenda chaizvo muve nezuva rakanaka PJ.
Aiwa tabasa.
Ngibuyele kuwe nkosikazi Sibanda. Uyawezwa amazi abantu abakhulumayo lapha bathi bona lokho bekhuluma ngokuthi uMakhupe yena waboycotta imihlangano yikho lapha phambanisa khona kodwa hayi abasekeli ukuthi ngabe uyachaya. Sikhangeleke ukuthi lo osanda kusuka ecingweni uthi yena uMakhupe kazange abonakale laye eduduza unkosikazi Tsvangirai. Injalo siboneke omunye okwakhuluma phangaphambilini uDr. Dendere uChipo Dendere ukhulumele njalo ukuthi nanana kubonakele ukuthi emngcwabeni la kumbe ngithi esililweni abantu abakhulumileyo inengi labo bebengabesilisa kwakhuluma owesifazana oyedwa nje kuphela kuthi ukuthi phela kulohlupho ebandleni leli leMTCT.
Uhlupho lukhona sibili ngoba mhlawa lelo langa uMama Khuphe wayengeke esakhuluma ngoba wayesechayiwe. Wayevele engasezwa kahle.
Kodwa wayelinikiwe ithuba nalo ukuthi akhulume.
Wayevele angalinikwanga ithuba njengomuntu wayevele wayengamelanga ukubana ngawuvele ukhona kwalwana mngcwabo. Wayevele bengamfuni. That's why wathinyela amayouth ukuthi ezomtshaya.
Ekududuzeni ke unkosikazi Elizabeth Tsvangirai.
Lo umuntu okhuluma ngoba wayekhathana wayengekho lokuba khona kulowo mngcwabo. UMakhupe wayekhona ngale koTsvangirai kusukela mhla upresident ukuthi utshonile ngoba wayekobulawayo wadriver wayahlala khona ngale kwaze kwaba sekucineni. So ukuthi batho ngani ukuthi wayengaduduzi u-Eliza wayefuna ambelethi u-Eliza mina ngisakwazi. Kodwa into engikwazi ukuthi uMakhupe was there.
Nyathela abantu isikhathi asisavumi nyathela abantu elizalithatha ke njengabesifazana beMDCT ukuthi lilungisise loludaba.
Thina njengabantu besifazana beMDCT thina sizakumalo mama uMakhupe sifuna behlale phansi bekhangelisekelo sombuso ukuthi sithini. Nxa sithi uMakhupe new acting ungavele sithi uMakhupe new acting president akulandele khona lokhu kuze kuye kuCongress kukhetho umuntu
Honorable, I'm so sorry, Honorable. Thank you so much, Honorable. So sorry that we have to cut you off. Unfortunately, we also want to thank Dr. Mujuru, who was here earlier on, Dr. Chipodendere, who was also here as a guest, and our guest who just left us now, PJ.
Honorable of Mart North, Mrs. Siloazi Sivanda.
And thank everybody you so much who called in, and I know on the live stream we were not able to read out today because we had so many, you know, people contributing from outside, but thank you so much for having followed us. Please like us, share us. See you again next week. I'm Marvelous Mplanganya Huye.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah, and sit as Vega to Belfana Yungi Vigelizai.